On holiday with my cousin in Mayo, walking along a high road to the shop to buy sweets. We want to go to war. We want to fight England for our country. The road is black tarred, the rain bubbling down on it, and we are slapping along in wet shoes, and there are no cars to take us to the border, or even as far as Ballindine. We're all off to Dublin in the green and the green, goes Dominic Behan's song, to the rattle of a Thompson gun. The girls would come home to Claire Morris from England on holidays. English accents. Cor blimey. Only gone a few months and talking of Hammersmith Palais. And Sean Hayes, who worked on my uncle's farm and who was a hero to me when I was young, would go and buy the Sunday Express and muse about missing friends. Muswell Hill, Crickle Wood, Tufnell Park, Chalk Farm, he'd recite. Wonder would I get a job there? And for why would ye want to fight against England? The foot passengers on the ferries of old were fortune seekers, escapers. Nowadays, the army embarking on the boat are in SUVs, 4x4s, trucks, coaches. The foot passengers an afterthought. No gangplank, no last-minute passengers waving, stop the boat, wait for me. No bottle spillages, no panic. Foot passengers were the ones who kept the boats of the Irish Sea afloat. Foot passengers and cattle on the hoof. In Dublin, the cattle steamed down Prussia Street from the market to the docks. Shorthorn, Hereford, horns wide as gates, they skeetered down the hill to the river. They filled the street with their bawling. It mingled with the cries of seagulls. Those ships were cattle ships, but foot passengers sailed on them too. Same conditions for all. Men with their belongings in cases you could wrap your hand around. What was in there? A comb congealed with brill cream. I can smell it. Bright nylon, drip-dry shirt, pair of boots, old Moore's almanac, a dress of a place where you could get a start. Sean Hayes once drove cattle from Ganley Craigie's Mart on Prussia Street down to the North Wall and swore he'd go himself. But he was not to go. Not like the John McGahern character, Bobby, who walked the roads from the Midlands with a herd of cattle he'd stolen, sold them in Prussia Street Mart and walked up the gangway never to return. Not like girls who flitted in shadows with a case of baby clothes for those first few days before the baby went into adoption. Tears and lured water and poteen all in one colour. Smell of farmyard, shipyard, England's backyard. Those who said, non serve I am, those who said, I'll serve if I can, if you'll let me. Walked around a ship like the pilgrimage around the Basilica of Loch Derg, the towering funnel, the one seagull, whales on the horizon, men, children, strangely quietened. Sean Hayes was not one of them. But even though he stayed behind, he's the man who, for me, connects Ireland with England. The man without wife or family, who filled his life with the love and lore of his game, whether hurling or football, and with fascination for the other parish, the parish across the water. Sean lived in a small house far from sea, close to bog. He worked on my uncle's farm in Mayo. He lived in a small house with turf smoke curling out the chimney. Lived with his mother, whom he cared for until she died, and then just lived there. Listened to radio, visited the pub for the widescreen on match days, talked of teams of the past. Oh, the down team of Paddy Doherty, Joe Lennon, Dan McCartan. his mind would stretch back, his green eyes wet and dreamy. He spoke of people he knew who'd left. A girl who became a bus conductor in Luton. She returned once with her family, and when he saw her at the shop after Mass on Sunday, his heart nearly stopped. And he bought the English newspaper, and he thought she might notice that, but she didn't. He spoke of a cousin of his who went building in Birmingham, lived in a neighbourhood of Birmingham full of Irish. The same fellow got into a knife fight and was buried over there, and the secret was kept from the fellow's mother. Others along the road he lived on, he'd point out derelict houses, working in London, and he'd recite the names of places there that they talked about when they came home on holidays. He'd name them as though names of fields in his townland. Great country, I was never in it. When I'd visit him in recent years, he'd ask, "And will it be a different place, do you think, if they leave the common market? There's a new gang there now, I saw on the TV. I hope they don't lay it low. Oh, I hope they don't. We're good friends." 2 years into the Brexit talks, he passed away. It was after Christmas. "You were over there," I can hear him still. "Did you ever meet a taffy? England is full of taffies. I'd love to get to know a taffy, or a jock, or an Englishman." Should he have gone to England? If you'll let me. Something wouldn't let him. He always dressed well, blue suit. It took the shape of his body. Straight and solid shoulders in younger days. Stooped when he got older. Standing on his roadside, hoping he'd have someone to talk to about the match. Reciting the names of the places they'd gone to. Muswell Hill, Cricklewood, Tufnell Park, Chalk Farm. Litany of the emigrant of the mind.